Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 23, Why Study the Vedanta Sutra. Part 1, You Cannot Understand Vedanta Sutra Without Understanding Srimad Bhagavatam. Knowledge is information gathered from the scriptures, and science is the practical realization of that knowledge. Knowledge is scientific when it is gathered from the scriptures through the bona fide spiritual master, but when it is interpreted by speculation, then it is mental concoction. By scientifically understanding the scriptural information through the bona fide spiritual master, one learns, through one's own realization, the actual situation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The transcendental form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is different from material manifestations, and it is above the reactions of matter. And unless one scientifically understands the spiritual form of the Personality of Godhead, then one becomes an impersonalist. For example, the sunshine in itself is illumination, but that illumination is different from the sun. And yet, the sun and the sunshine are not differently situated. For without the sun, there could be no sunshine, and without sunshine, there is no meaning to the word sun. So unless one is freed from the influence of material energy, he or she cannot understand the Supreme Lord and His different energies. Nor can one who is captivated by the spell of material energy understand the spiritual form of the Supreme Lord. Unless there is realization of the transcendental form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then there is no question of love of God. Unless one can realize the transcendental form of the Supreme Lord, he or she cannot actually attain love of God, and without love of God, then there is no perfection in human life. Just as the five gross elements of nature, namely earth, water, fire, air, and ether, are both within and without all living beings in this world, the Supreme Lord is both inside and outside this material existence, and those who are His devotees can realize this. Pure devotees well know that they are meant to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and that all things that exist can be means by which one can serve the Supreme. Because a devotee has been blessed by the Supreme from within his or her heart, one can see the Supreme Lord wherever one looks. Indeed, the devotee can see nothing else. In Srimad Bhagavatam, the relationship between the devotee and the Supreme Lord is confirmed as follows. This rijati hridayam nayasya sakshad dharir avash abhihita api agaugha nashah pranaya rasanaya vritangri padmaha sabhavati bhagavata pradhana ukthah. If a person's heart is always tied to the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord with the rope of love, the Lord does not leave such a person. Indeed, even if one's remembrance is not perfect, one is to be considered a first-class devotee. There is an example of this described in Srimad Bhagavatam. When the gopis assembled to join the rasa dance with Krishna, Krishna suddenly left them. Gayanta uchayar amum eva sangata vichikyur unmataka vad vanad vanam praprachur akasha vad antarang bahir bhuteshu santam purusham vanaspatim. Consequently, the gopis began to chant the holy name of Krishna, and being overwhelmed with madness, the gopis began to inquire about Krishna from the flowers and creepers in the forest. Krishna is like the sky, for Krishna is situated everywhere. And by studying Srimad Bhagavatam, we can obtain information about our eternal relationship with the Supreme Lord. We can understand the procedure by which the Lord can be attained, and we can receive the ultimate realization, which is love of Godhead. In explaining all this to Prakashananda Saraswati, how one can achieve the Supreme Personality of Godhead by devotional service, Lord Chaitanya next quoted a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam in which Lord Krishna says to Uddhava, Bhaktyaham ekaya grahya sradayatma priyasatam bhakti punati mannishta swapakam api sambhavat. Krishna can be realized only through devotional service executed with faith and love. Indeed, it is devotional service alone which purifies the heart of the devotee and elevates one to the ultimate realization by which the devotee, established in faith, renders service unto the Supreme Lord. And even if one is born in a low family, like a family of chandalas or dog-eaters, one can still become filled with transcendental symptoms through realization of the supreme stage of love of Godhead. These transcendental symptoms are described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Smarantak smara yantyascha mitho ghaugha harang harim bhaktya sanjataya bhaktya bibrati utpulakang tanum. When devotees discuss subjects dealing with the Supreme Lord, who alone can cleanse the heart of his devotee from all kinds of sinful reactions, the devotees become overwhelmed with ecstasy and thus display different symptoms due to their devotional service. The Bhagavatam further states, Evam vratak svapriya nama kirtya jatanurago vruta chitta uchchai hasati atah rodati rauti gayati unmadava nrityati loka bhayah. And due to their spontaneous attachment for the Lord, when the pure devotees chant Krishna's holy names, they sometimes cry, sometimes laugh, dance, sing, and so on, not caring for any social convention. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore advised Prakashananda Saraswati, you should always read Srimad Bhagavatam and try to understand each and every verse. Then you will actually understand Brahma Sutra. You say that you are very anxious to study Vedanta Sutra, but you cannot understand Vedanta Sutra without understanding Srimad Bhagavatam. Lord Chaitanya also advised Prakashananda Saraswati to always chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And, my dear Prakashananda, by doing so, you will very easily be liberated. And after liberation, you will be eligible to achieve the highest goal of life, love of Godhead. Lord Chaitanya then recited many verses from authoritative scriptures like Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, and the Narsinga Tapani. In particular, Lord Chaitanya quoted the following verse from the 18th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma Na Shochati Na Kangshati Samak Sarveshu Bhuteshu Mad Bhaktin Labhate Param. One who is transcendentally situated at once realizes the Supreme Brahman. One never laments nor desires to have anything. One is equally disposed to every living entity. For in that state, one attains pure devotional service unto Krishna. And when a person reaches this Brahma-Bhuta platform, he or she sees all living entities equally and becomes a pure devotee of the Supreme Lord. In the Nrsinga Tapani it is thus said, Mukta api lilaya vigraham kritva bhagavantam bhajante. For when a person is actually liberated, one can understand the transcendental pastimes of the Supreme Lord and thus engage in his devotional service. Lord Chaitanya also quoted a verse from the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, in which Shukadeva Goswami admits, Parinishtita api nairgunye uttamashloka lilaya grihita cheta rajarshe akyanam yad adhitavan. For although Shukadeva was elevated to the liberated stage and was free from the clutches of Maya, Shukadeva was still attracted by the transcendental pastimes of Krishna. Consequently, Shukadeva studied Srimad Bhagavatam from his great father Vyasadeva. Lord Chaitanya also quoted another shloka from Srimad Bhagavatam dealing with the Kumaras. Tasyaravinda nayanasya padaravinda Kinjalka Misra Tulasi Makaranda Vayu Antargatasva Vivarena Chakara Tejang Sangshobham Akshara Jusham Api Chitta Tanbo. When the Kumaras entered the temple of the Lord, they were attracted by the aroma of flowers and the tulsi leaves offered to the lotus feet of the Lord with pulp of sandalwood. Simply by smelling the aroma of these offerings, the minds of the four Kumaras turned to the service of the Supreme Lord, despite the fact that the Kumaras were already liberated souls. Elsewhere it is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, Atma Ramascha Munayo Nirgrantha Api Urukrame Kurvanti Ahoituking Bhaktin Itham Bhuta Gno Hari. Even if one is a liberated soul and is actually free from material contamination, one can still, without cause, become attracted to the devotional service of the Supreme Lord. Thus, God is so attractive, and because He is so attractive, He is called Krishna. In this way, Lord Chaitanya discussed the Atmarama verse from Srimad Bhagavatam with Prakashananda Saraswati. Lord Chaitanya's admirer, the Maharashtriya Brahmana, related that Lord Chaitanya had already explained this Atmarama verse in 61 different ways. Now, everyone assembled was very eager to hear the different versions of the Atmarama shloka again. And since they were so eager, Lord Chaitanya again explained the shloka in the same way that Lord Chaitanya had explained it to Sanatan Goswami. Everyone who heard the explanations of the Atmarama shloka was amazed. Indeed, everyone considered Lord Chaitanya to be none other than Sri Krishna himself. Thus ends Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 23, Why Study the Vedanta Sutra, Part 1. You cannot understand Vedanta Sutra without understanding Srimad Bhagavatam. Recorded September 1st, 2021 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhaktavrinda Krishna 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 He Krishna 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 He Krishna 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 Rakshama Krishna 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 Hasima Rama Raghava Rama Raghava Rama Raghava Rakshama Krishna Keshava Krishna Keshava Krishna Keshava Hasima Rama Raghava Rama Raghava Rama Raghava Rakshama Krishna Keshava Krishna Keshava Krishna Keshava Pashima Rama Raghava Rama Raghava Rama Raghava Rakshama Krishna Keshava Krishna Keshava Krishna Keshava Pahima Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Om Ajnana Timurandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunnilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha.